the 2019 AXFI conference in beautiful Minneapolis, Minnesota. And look who is in the studio lounge, Mr. Sanjay Kapoor. Sanjay, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Welcome to AXFI.
Thank you for allowing me to be here.
You're welcome. An impromptu interview, which
yes,
are sometimes
is.
The best.
Yes, it is.
So appreciate you coming into the studio lounge today. And I know the conference has just started. Jim Marus was up there earlier this morning with
yes.
the keynote. And Kurt Kordleski was just up there as well. Have you had a chance to see any of them? Or?
Yes, I've seen both of them.
Okay.
They had some interesting views on how the consumer kind of goes forward or has been moving forward for the last few years.
Yeah.
Basically showing where all of us need to be if we're not already out there.
Exactly, exactly. Anything from Jim's that stood out for me? Any highlights from Jim's?
No, it's a reinforcement of essentially, I think, where everyone is today and the dynamics at play, his observations about Chase closing down their fintech branch, okay, and focusing on branches. Chase does have a different view on things, okay, and I would say for some pieces, specifically for wealth management, is really why they're focusing on branches,
yeah.
okay, to pull in the right traffic. And I've seen that in particular with the credit union I'm working with in the Jacksonville area, where their focus is the wealth management customer, and not really the high end, but the emerging millennium,
oh, really?
Who they're actually going and trying to build this for. Okay?
Oh,
so there's a different perspective.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that we're missing out on.
Right, definitely. Yeah, because I mean, that's the biggest generation right
yes.
now, so might as well get in early and
yes, absolutely.
Get their business.
And given, for instance, the government has come out with, or they're trying to push out new regulations to loosen up 401ks.
Mm-hmm.
The tremendous focus on Roth 401ks. There was a Wall Street Journal article 2 days ago about
saw
this.
That. Yes,
okay.
I saw that.
I think there is a big focus on saving for the future that we are not actually concentrating on while we're just looking at the retail business.
Yeah.
We have to kind of look at both hand in hand.
Yep, indeed, indeed. Let's turn our attention to your session tomorrow, which you're moderating. It's called Driving Analytics Successes Within the Credit Union. So can you dial it down? I mean, can we go into the weeds a little bit here?
Absolutely.
What's it
absolutely.
About?
I think this session is about more going into the weeds
yeah.
rather than staying up
yeah,
in
yeah,
the
yeah.
clouds. And one of the things that I believe we need to focus on, which is what the session tomorrow is all about, and it's with Andre from Financial Partners and Michael Weisman from Capcom, okay? And what we're actually focusing on is, once you talk about models, how do you make it actionable and what are the outcomes, okay? So rather than looking at it from inside, our focus is, let's look at it from outside. If there were outcomes, and outcomes you had to go rank. So think about Jim's session this morning, okay? Where Jim said, we have to kind of dial in to the consumer,
right.
right? So us as a credit union, as we align our business, okay, and focus on member experience or member results, the session tomorrow is, here are outcomes, how do you map into models, depending on where you are. So it actually addresses not only the emerging credit union in this space, but even the advanced credit union in this space, and actually talk about details. So we've done a lot of prep for this
okay.
to bring out certain points.
Well, I think credits need to see that the advanced ones, the ones that are pushing that proverbial envelope, they need to see that what they're doing and that it's working in order for a lot more of them to kind of jump on board, right?
Yes, and I think that's key. Let's get down to real actionables. This conference is in the fifth year, I believe, right? And for 5 years, we've been talking about, here's the future. The future is actually now.
Oh, it's right now. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not 5 years from now. Okay, if you haven't done it by now,
yeah.
it's too late.
You're
anyway.
Toast. Right,
yeah.
right. And that's what Jim talked about that
yes.
as well this morning
yes.
as well. So good stuff. Any other takeaways that you're expecting from tomorrow's session that folks might want to know ahead of time?
Yeah, I think the key takeaways is we want this to be more practical, okay? Yeah. More actionable,
yeah.
Okay? More things about what we can do, what has been done, mm-hmm. right? And what's required, okay? Rather than what we can dream about.
Right, right.
Those are the items that we're going to go into.
Well, I mean, again, I think the success stories will really kind of propel people to move forward, because that's always when people yes. see success, like, oh, hey, we can do that. Yes. A light bulb kind of comes on. We can see that. But what is holding back credit unions today from diving into analytics and really taking advantage of that information? Is anything holding them
yeah,
back?
Yeah, I go and use a word. I think it's more about, and this is an old word, it's more about analysis paralysis. Everyone wants to sit and still do analysis of analytics and talk about it, rather than picking actionable items. Don't try to solve the word, right? Pick actionable items, okay? Can I onboard the new member, right? Just that one piece, okay? And can I drill down into it? Because if I can solve that piece, I can solve a ton of other pieces.
No doubt.
I get practice.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's what holds us back, is mostly analysis paralysis rather than doing something.
Well, I think it's easier to talk about it than actually, okay, well, we talked about it, let's dive in, let's start doing it, okay? But yeah, I mean, I've talked to countless experts like you and say, okay, it just takes one step, just take that step for you, and then on. So
I think the key here also is getting the right experience on board. So we have a lot of people who talk high, right? And hardly anyone who goes from top to bottom, okay? And you have to get that top to bottom, that someone who can stay and walk it through everything and make it actionable. Because that's the way you get the confidence in getting it done.
Well, and the great thing about our industry is that credit unions can talk to other credit unions to see what they're doing.
Yes.
And so they can go to somebody who's already advanced, who's already been through those initial steps and go, hey, can you give us a hand here? Can you give us some insight on what can be expected? So I think that's a
and I think the two participants tomorrow with me, Andre and Michael, okay, are two very good people who have been through this and want to share not only the small pieces, but the big pieces.
Yeah. Very cool. I can't wait. I'm going to be in there as well. I'm going to check it out because I want to see these success stories and then convey them as well. Good stuff. Anything else, Sanjay?
No,
anything else?
No. When are you going to take me to Hawaii? That's the only question.
I don't know. Whenever, I guess. I got to find out where I'm going, too. All right, Sanjay, thank you so much.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you.
Sanjay Kapoor from Digital Credence. Go check him out.
Thank
well
you.
Done, sir.